I'm scared to reflect. I like avoid reflecting sometimes.
Yeah. All
Hello.
right. Hello.
We're
Welcome
back.
back to us not avoiding to face our problems. It's a reflection episode.
Honestly, though, I feel like the podcast helps me reflect, just in general. So we've been missing that for a while. Yeah, we're back for season
Yeah.
four, I guess.
Oh, it's already season four. Okay, I'm still designing the cover. I don't have
Gonna
anything
say,
yet.
are seasons like too short? Like, how many episodes are per season? Because it's like, well, we have four seasons, but every season is
10.
10 episodes.
Well, that's kind of a lot to me.
It is. It's like a few months
Two
of work.
months-ish, you know?
Yeah. But
Yeah,
yeah, we're
2 months-ish
designing
of
new
like grinding and
stuff.
then take a break.
Yeah. Well, we're attempting. I tried, and I don't think it worked. Summer's the graphic
No,
designer.
it was a good try.
Thank you. I just like took like random
It's
templates.
hard.
It's hard. I don't know how you do
Yeah,
it.
it's hard.
It's hard.
No, it's because Canva is so limiting.
That's true. That's true. But it's so convenient. Like Canva is so easy to use. Yeah. Look forward to
Sponsor
that.
us.
Sponsor. Imagine if Canva sponsored us. Oh my gosh, we don't have enough listeners for sponsorship. Like in like because the platform we use, Anchor, they need 1,000 listens to get some money, like to get like
Like whatever, like
$15 or
15 month,
something.
$15.
Yeah. So I
Yeah.
feel like people don't really make that much money off podcasting. Like you just have to be very passionate about doing
Yeah, you
it.
get like actual sponsorship, or you get like actual sponsorship
Yeah,
from like big brands and
sponsor us
yeah.
someday.
Maybe that's our goal for this year. Get
Oh,
at
do you
least
feel
one
like we'll?
sponsorship.
Yeah, that'd be nice. We'll make like $15 for the whole year. It can pay off this
Okay,
mic.
I do feel like there is opportunity to find other Asian businesses and like be like want a partner.
True. We'll get there. We'll get
You
there.
can get there. You know, it's the beginning of the year, so anything can happen.
True. Why
You
do
know,
I
a
not
year
feel
ago we
like
didn't know we were gonna have a podcast, and
You're
now we're on the
right.
four seasons.
You're right. You're right. Wild. It feels like we've been doing this for so long. Maybe because every
Yeah.
editing takes so long. It's taken off years of my life. I feel like we've been doing it for so long. But yeah, it's the new year. New me. No, same old me. How is
All
life?
right.
Like, I feel like last time we kind of updated people on our life. Before this, like, Summer and I were ranting about COVID. Because obviously it's got really bad everywhere. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. I'm so mad. Okay, I was telling Summer this, that I wanted to update her on like my frustrations with Hong Kong COVID, but I was like, I'll just do it on the
Okay.
podcast, so it's more raw. Okay, so basically, right now Hong Kong has like 38 or something, 30 something Omicron cases, and the first local infection. Because usually it's like from inbound travelers, and they stay in quarantine, so it's like you can't spread it. So this is a lot for Hong Kong. Like 30 something is a lot, and it's scary because everything is so close together, and you share the same like water system with people. Like it's just like they're doing a lot to like control it, but their measures don't make sense. So the two aircraft members, basically, like I think aircraft members don't get quarantined in the hotel. They only have to do at home quarantine,
Yes.
for like a week or something, like 5 days or
Three
something,
days. It was
three
3 days.
days.
And now they extend it to like a week or something, I think.
Okay, isn't that dumb? Like for inbound travelers, like for me when I quarantined, I had to do 3 weeks, which is first of all excessive, but I respect, like I understand that it is for the safety of people, you know, like making sure I have a negative COVID test. So I was like, okay, it makes sense. But then how are you so strict with inbound travelers? Like I was so diligent with my testing, and the fact that I forgot to do my last COVID test and they fined me. And you could risk going to prison. Like, that is a little bit too much, I think. Like, it's fine if you hold everyone to the same standard, but if you hold aircraft, like, I understand aircraft workers, like, they only have a limited amount of time to, like, stay in Hong Kong and stuff, so I understand how, like, okay, they'll be quarantined at home, okay, like, it's a shorter quarantine, like, but it doesn't make sense that there are no restrictions at all, like, for Hong Kong, like, yeah. For inbound travelers, if you leave the hotel for some reason, you can get arrested, right? Like,
yeah.
But then for those aircraft members, two of them, they all left their homes. And they risked bringing Omicron into the city. And that is why the cases are so high right now. And I'm just so frustrated because it doesn't make sense. Like, if you really care about your city's health and, like, public health, like, what is this weird, like, strict versus, like, super relaxed policy? Like, it just doesn't make sense. And it just feels like the government doesn't really care at all. Like, why are they so contrasting?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of, like, economic reasons behind and like business reasons behind it, because it's Cathay Pacific and it's one of the largest airline in Hong Kong.
That makes sense, but also like 3 weeks and 3 days, like,
yeah,
at least do like a week. Like, or the government should, like, if the aircraft workers aren't willing to pay to like quarantine in like a hotel or like quarantine facility, like, the government should do something about it. Or the airline should, like, help with that. Like, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't. And I'm so mad because these aircraft members decided to just have fun and just leave their at-home quarantine. Like, don't they have mandatory quarantine? Like, aren't they supposed to be held responsible? It seems like there's no consequences for them. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, like, now the two people who got Omicron, I think they were fired from the company.
They shouldn't have gone out.
Yeah, they shouldn't have gone out.
It's literally 3 days. Like, how hard is it to stay home? I do that on a regular basis. No. Just stay home for 3 days.
Yeah, right?
Like, how hard is that? Like, I understand you're here for a limited amount of time. But it's also, like, isn't it, like, policy that you stay? I don't know. Like, I feel like Hong Kong's so strict with these things.
I heard an interview, like, on the news the other day, and then the aircraft member was saying that, oh, we didn't know that we have to quarantine. And I was like, hello? How do you not know?
Maybe, like, it's the company's fault, then. It's, like, Cathay's fault.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's, like, not enough communication, but still, like, that's really bad.
Yeah, how do you not know?
I don't know if she's telling the truth or not, so I don't know.
Oh, it's so dumb. And now, because we have like 40 cases, oh my god, one of them is like the mom of one of the Cathay workers. I think she went on a cruise, and now the whole cruise is like quarantined on the boat until they test everyone.
Yeah, 3,000 people.
Yeah.
They're all quarantined on the boat.
I passed by the boat yesterday.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's so dangerous on a cruise.
It is. So, and then we're like, the city's gonna be shut down for 2 weeks. Like, everything will be closed, and only like bars, gyms, like theme parks, and like whatever clubs and stuff, everything like will be closed, but restaurants will be open for lunch, and until 6 p.m. like dinner time will be closed, but you can get takeout. And I saw a comment on, like, Instagram saying that, oh, it seems like the virus gets, like, more rampant at night because you're closing. Like, they're just joking. But also, like, I'm like, it just doesn't make sense because, like, if you're still not limiting the distance between people and, like, the capacity in restaurants during lunch, then it's not going to make a difference if you close off nighttime. Like, maybe there will be less, like, traffic flow of people out and about. But it's, like, people are going home from work. Like, it doesn't make – like, it's still – like, maybe you should put the implementations on public transportation, like, stagger the crowds, or, like, I don't know, have more trains, like, in a closer capacity. I don't know. Yeah. You know, like, something to limit the crowdedness of people. Like, maybe put, like, markings on the floor so people can actually, like, stay apart. Or, like, have people sit in every other row on a bus. Like, even though it'll take a longer time to get home – like, I feel like that is better than canceling, like, dinner altogether. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, it's still going to spread.
Yeah.
People are still going to work, still going to school. Anyways.
Yeah. I feel like people should stay, should work from home if they can.
The government should try to compensate, for companies that, so that they can allow people to work from home.
Yeah. But I feel like, at least from what I've heard, it seems like Hong Kong people are more resistant mm-hmm. towards working mm-hmm. from home. A lot of people are just used to being in the office. Mm. But which I understand because, apartments in Hong Kong are really small. And yeah. You can easily get distracted and you don't really have a space to just on work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or, do it, half office capacity or something. Give people the option.
Yeah.
Because I feel like some people would take working from home. My friend loves working from home because the commute mm-hmm. is so far. So she's like, I would rather just work at home. Anyways, that's my rant on COVID in Hong Kong. I'm not mad that things are closed. I'm just it logically doesn't make sense. I'm mad at the Cathay workers. I don't, maybe it's not their fault. Maybe it is communication problem. But still.
I feel like, yeah, I don't know. But then it's wow, it's two people's fault. And now the whole Hong Kong has to shut down somehow, which is
We were doing so well. We were doing so well.
Yeah, we're almost gonna Tongguan, which is opening travel the borders. The borders with China, right? Mm-hmm. They've been mm-hmm. talking about it for months. And now I'm pretty sure that.
No,
it will have to be on hold for a while.
Yeah. Also, flights are all canceled, from the UK, US, and Philippines and some other countries. For 2 weeks, flights will be delayed, so nobody can come in or out. They're shutting off Hong Kong for 2 weeks.
I mean, I'm glad at least they're doing something. Yeah, It makes sense that way.
Anyways. Happy
New Year. That has been a 15 minutes rant about Hong Kong government and COVID.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the most recent frustration that I have though. In other news.
Which is fair.
Mm-hmm. What have you been up to?
Ooh, I do have good news. I have good news. Oh, I just started my new job.
Oh, so you don't work at the office anymore.
Mm-hmm. I don't work at the office anymore, which is good because I'm just staying at home and staying safe.
Yay! Yeah. Work from home.
I'm officially a junior UX designer. I'm so happy.
That's exciting. I feel if you're doing it every day. Wow, congrats. Yeah.
So, on a lighter note, that's something that happened in my life recently.
Yay!
Other than that, this trick has just been a lot of the new year, new me shit, where I'm trying to incorporate more healthy habits in my mm-hmm. life and try to get my life back on track.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I was telling Crystal, I was like, "Oh, sorry, we can't record at 9:30 because I start getting ready for bed at 10." Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. To be fair, though, at 10, I usually call my boyfriend for half an hour, and then from 10:30 to 11:15, I will read and until I fall asleep.
Aww.
Yeah. I like so, that. Technically, I sleep at, 11:15.
You gotta prepare, You gotta prepare to go to bed. I do that, too. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I put on a podcast, before bed recently. Because I haven't been able to fall asleep for some reason, so.
Oh, I've been listening to podcasts. I recommend a podcast to you?
Yes.
Yeah. It's, it's one of really good I think she's a psychologist that I really like. I like her book a lot. Anyways, her name is Brené Brown, Unlockingness. Brené Brown.
Is it a reflection, self-help one?
Yeah, it's a self-help one. It's a very basic one. It's on top Spotify chart or whatever. But I really like the things that she talks about.
Okay. I'll look it up. But I feel like before bed, I have to listen to something that's like mindless because I fall asleep to it. Like if I want to listen to this, I want to like actually listen to this.
Oh, okay. What kind of podcast have you been listening to?
Oh, I've just been listening to like random YouTuber podcasts. Like Colleen Ballinger has a podcast with her husband. So I listened to that. Mm. And then I listened to like, I don't know if you know Remy Ashton. Like she's a Korean American YouTuber. She's very whitewashed though, but she's really funny. Like I feel like I want to be her friend. So I listened to her podcast. Just like random. Remy? Yeah, Remy. R-E-M-I.
I know her. Remy what?
Well, her name. Cruz? Her real name is Remy Cruz, I think.
Yeah, watch her.
With I really Alicia? Like her. Yeah, with Alicia.
Pretty oh basic. My gosh, they are such high school memory.
I didn't watch them in high school. I watched Lauren, though. Like, Lauren DIY. Remy. Yeah. Remy is, like, really cool. Like, I feel like her personality makes me happy. But her podcast is very, like, girl talk, like, TMI, like all that stuff.
Did you listen to Call Her Daddy? Heard of that
is that one of
Call Her Daddy.
No. Maybe I should. I fall asleep to that.
I only listened to like one or two episodes a very long time ago. I just thought the name is funny. Call Her Daddy.
Why were you listening to that, Summer?
Oh, because a friend recommended it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
What? I feel like we should jump right into our discussion. Because
I know, it's been like 20 minutes.
We have a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so obviously it's like the New Year's. Oh, that's weird. It's 2022. Like, that's weird.
Where did the past like 2.5 years go?
Honestly, COVID. Like, I feel like when it turned 2010, I was like, oh my god, it's not the 2000, like, and like, eights. Or, you know, like the 2000s with like one. With does that make sense? It's like 2010, yes. And I was like, oh my god, it's been a decade since because we grew like obviously we went to screw up in like 2000 to 2010, like that was all we knew, and now it's like 2022.
Yeah,
huh?
It's like, well, I'm 22. I'm 22.
Are you 22 this year?
Yeah, I'm 22. I'm turning 23 this year.
You're turning 23.
Like in August.
I'm turning 24 soon. Some of my friends are 24. Oh, that's weird. We're going to be mid-20s.
Oh, God.
Like, we're going to be in our mid-20s. Anyways, what did we do for New Year's?
Oh, it was so chill, New Year's. What did I even do?
Chill is good.
I even went out. Like, literally, like... Well, if COVID didn't happen, like, I'll go out and see the fireworks, but then it was all canceled.
Oh.
You know? There's, like, no fireworks, and I wanted to, like, count down. But then, like, there's only these, like, lame-ass countdown video on YouTube. I was watching that, and it wasn't even accurate. Like, it was already 12, and then, like, it was still on the video. It was, like... 15 seconds late, and I was like, what the
hell? Did you watch the Hong Kong one?
Like with the concert, a lot of people singing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch the fireworks, but then my dad was listening to like the singers.
Yeah. Aaron Kwok
with Mirror.
Oh my god, he's so young. He's like 50 something, and he looks like he's 30. And he was like dancing, and I was like, hello, I don't have that energy at 24. Yeah. Wait, how old? I'm 23. At
23. Yeah. Oh. Danny, I.
Is that him? Oh, yeah. He did sing that. He did sing that, I think.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
I'm the one.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That was cool that they did that.
Yeah. And at least there's some, like, New Year atmosphere in Hong Kong. Here, it's just, like... dead, and then random people like doing fireworks
in the U.S. it
scares
really,
the
like,
shit out of me.
Yeah, in the U.S. it's really like you have to be with like your family or like friends to like make it festive. Mm-hmm. But
I was playing video game.
What video game?
It was like, let's try this.
What video game?
It Takes Two. It Takes Two. It's like a collaboration game.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's pretty fun, actually. I'm just super bad at it. And then it's like, I don't know how to control the keyboards. Like
the like it was on the like computer? Like on the PC?
Yeah. Well, like, it can be on like a PSG or whatever, but I don't have that.
Mm-mm.
And it would be so much easier if I have like the thingy, the joystick, whatever it's called, like the controller to like play. Yeah. No, it's just on my keyboard here. It's like so hard. But we like got through.
Yay.
Some
challenges.
That's so wholesome. It's fun.
That's so wholesome. I was saying with the concert thing, like it like shows how safe COVID, like how good COVID was under control, because there were mm-hmm. so many people like at that concert. Like there's probably like mm-hmm. thousands and thousands of people, and they were all mm-hmm. like packed together like sardines. Like they were all so close together mm-hmm. and there was no spread of COVID. Like it's just so dumb mm-hmm. that this freaking Cathay Pacific. Anyways, yeah. Hong Kong had that concert, and now they're doing like no fireworks. They're doing like drones. I don't know if you saw it on.
Yeah. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. Like, it was better it looks than fireworks. So nice. Better than fireworks. Yeah, fireworks like air pollution, and we don't need more of that. Like Hong Kong. Yeah. Oh my god, I went out to Wong Kong the other day just for like 20-30 minutes because I was like trying to buy something and look at some stuff. And my hair smelled so bad. Like, I was out for 30 minutes, and then my hair already smelled like shit. I'm like, wow, this air
pollution.
Because
of air pollution?
Or, like, just there's so many food stalls, and there's so many people smoking. Oh. And, like, there's so many people. And air pollution, too, probably.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
I miss Hong Kong. Like, I don't know when I can go back to Hong Kong at this point. Like,
they're so strict, and they're so like not they don't I feel like they, and anyways that's a different topic, but hopefully like the Indian, basically my mom was telling me that there's an Indian prophecy, like a kid who like is really good at telling prophecies, and this kid basically says that COVID will be over by April and Omicron is like the last strain. Ooh. So let's hope that's the case, you know, like I'm gonna put my hope in this kid. Because I am kind of, there's no end to COVID, it seems like. So this news, like, kind of gives me a little bit of hope, even though maybe it's, like, a little bit irrational to think like that. But we need some hope. So hopefully it's true and quarantine will be lifted. Like, I feel like if they have an at-home quarantine, like, that'll be a lot better. Because then people can mm-hmm. still come back and just go home, you know? Anyways. Oh my god, this episode should just be about COVID.
Okay, so now we get into the juicy part. We're gonna do our reflections.
Reflections.
Alright, so I have my first question for you. Wait, okay, are we referring to like this podcast only? Or like just in general in 2021?
Oh, true. I feel it can be both.
Okay. Let's do both. Okay. What are our favorite or least favorite moments in 2021? Regarding, it can be our lives or this podcast.
I feel like I did nothing this year, but also I did a lot. I don't know why I feel like I did nothing. Do you have an answer? I don't know.
My favorite moment. I think one of my favorites definitely like going to LA and seeing all of my friends again.
Oh,
after
yeah.
not seeing them in like a year. And yeah. like my second one would be like going to Millennium with also college friends.
Oh.
It was really, really, really fun.
What is my favorite moment? Sometimes I forget we started the podcast last year. I feel like that's a highlight I forget about sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a highlight. I think just being in LA was really refreshing because I was having a really hard time in Hong Kong last year. And my mental health was just really bad. So I think being in LA was also a highlight. I mean, like, being in Hong Kong was also... Oh, I know what my highlight is. My highlight was spending my birthday in Hong Kong after 7 years. Like, it's been so long since I spent my birthday here and with my parents. So that was such a good day. Like, my parents and I just went to... I think we went to eat at, you know, like, ICC, like, the building where there's, like, 100 floors. And you can... Yeah. There's, like, the... You can eat basically on the highest floor. We did that, and then we went to...
Is it like the rotating one?
I think that one closed. It doesn't rotate.
How there's a rotating
one? I think that's different. Really? I think that's different. Ooh. That's different. That's not an ICC. That's like somewhere else, I think. And then we just went to like Inspiration Lake, the young one, because I requested to go to Disney, but not Disneyland. And then we just had dinner in the Disneyland hotel. So that was really nice. So awesome. Like, I really, that was definitely a highlight. Discovering my favorite boba place in LA was a highlight. It's so good. And then, I got to travel to Seattle and, like, visit my friend. Like, that was really fun, too. There are, like, certain milestones that I can point out, but it's just spending time with people, I think. Just spending time with my family and quality time with, like, friends. On both sides. Like, I'm really grateful that, like, I still have, like, a few really close friends here and, like, obviously really good friends in LA. So, I'm thankful for the people. Like, every moment I spend with, like, people I care about, I think, are my favorite moments. But if I had to choose one thing, it would be my birthday.
That's so wholesome. I love it.
What is the least... Oh, so negative. Should we talk about our least favorite moment? I think we should, because a year is about the good and the bad. It's not just about the good things. Probably, like, school. Like, grad school in Hong Kong was tough. I felt like I wasn't supposed to be there. And I felt, like, so behind. And I felt like I was so incompetent. And, like, adjusting to Hong Kong, like, being in school was just so hard. Sometimes I forget about that because that was, like, a year ago. And I'm in a very different place now, but, like, that was just last year. So that was really hard. I feel like I would do group projects and then, like, feel so bad about myself. And then I would just, like, cry. Probably that.
Yeah,
probably just school.
I think for me, it will have to be family member passing away and getting sick. There's been a lot of, like, sickness in my family this year. So I think those are the things that, you know, like, not so good moments in 2021. And I think another thing, like, there's a good part about graduating, but also the downside of it is, you know, I don't get to see my friends as much anymore. And it does make me really sad that, you know, sometimes, like, there are people you used to be so close with, and now, like, it's just so hard to, like, keep in touch because you're in different places. Well, different time in life where it's just more difficult to make time. So, but I'm still, like, hopeful. I know those friendships will last.
Aww. There's not that many people in, like, SF too.
Yeah. I'm gonna meet up with Dion soon, I think.
Yeah, like, there's so many people in the Bay, just not SF.
I know. Yeah. So, if any of my friends are listening, that I
reach
do
out.
Miss you a lot. Yeah.
I feel that, though. I feel like I've had a lot of internal, like, friendship struggles last year, too. Because of, well, no, it's been a while. Like, I graduated a year before you, so it's been a while. But I feel that, like, navigating friendships, like, navigating college friendships post-college is just interesting. It's interesting because it's, like, you're not in college anymore. So, like, you're changing. So, it is inevitable that the friendship will change. But I feel like the norm is, like, oh, friendship shouldn't change. Like,
yeah.
Like, if it changes, it means you're not close anymore.
I think, like, one thing that I've learned from this, too, is that there's seasonality in friendships. And it really doesn't mean that, like, if you're not close, we're not close now in, like, this stage of my life or this 1 or 2 years doesn't mean that we can't get closer further down the line. Because
that's true.
Another thing that I'm really grateful for this past year is actually just happened recently is reconnecting with my high school friends.
Yeah.
Like, you know how bad I am with, like, keeping in touch with people. But I reconnected with them. We hung out twice in, like, the past 2-3 months. And it just felt really, like, refreshing. And it feels like home again. It's like I was back in high school, even though we've all grown. But it just feels like once we're all together and, like, started talking, it just feels so close again.
Yeah.
And I believe that in a lot of my friendships. That will happen in a lot of my other friendships, too.
Yeah.
So I have hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really grateful.
That's a big accomplishment, too, I feel like. Just, like, navigating relationships. Honestly, as the older I get, the more important I feel like relationships are, especially for us who, like, have a lot of our, like, friend base not based in the... Like, I don't have any high school friends that I know of from high school, like, that I was close to, that I'm still close to, that I still see. Like, not in LA, at least. Like, a lot of them... Like, one of them moved. Another one I don't really talk to anymore. So... the older I am, the more I, like, realize and value how, like, friendships are, like, do translate to family to us. Because a lot of our, like, close friends we grew up with and, like, extended family aren't there, you know? Like, my direct family, like, my parents aren't there. So it's, like, you have to find family in other people. And they do become your family.
Yeah.
So, yeah, relationships are just so important, just in general. Yeah. And I think I'm starting to, like, learn that because I'm always the kind of person, like, I always value, like, relationships a lot, like, just even in high school and growing up. But I don't think I really grasp, like, the importance until, like, post-grad. No, like, in college, too, definitely. But
yeah,
post-grad is a different kind of. Yeah. Importance.
I think post-grad life is like you actually need to be very intentional with who you want to spend your energy and time with, because there's no, like, school or any curriculum to, like, force you to, like, you know, like, go hang out with them anymore. You know, it's not, you can't just hang out with someone or stay close to someone out of convenience. Like, you actually have to make an effort to maintain that relationship. So I think that's part is, honestly, it's hard.
It's so, even for me, it's so hard.
You just get into, you just kind of get into your own rhythm, and people have their own different rhythm after you graduate, and it's hard to, like, get out of that rhythm and try to reconnect with people.
And I feel like because I'm the kind of person who, like, when I'm going through a tough time or, like, a situation, it's hard for me to, like, update people, like, on the spot, because it's, like, so draining for me. So it's like really, the only person I really, like, update, like, quote-unquote, is, like, my boyfriend, obviously. But then after that, I'm, like, I'm so drained, I don't want to talk to anyone else about this. And I think I need to realize that that doesn't take away from the friendship, because you can still, like, have other meaningful conversations about other things and, like, you know, with those people. Like, you don't have to feel like you need to be drained and, like, recap that conversation, you know, like... They'll be respectful and they'll understand. And I think that's something I put pressure on myself. Like, whenever I am anticipating, like, a call or a catch-up, I, like, get really stressed because I'm like, oh, I have to, like, recap this whole stressful thing. But, like, I've called, like, a lot of my friends and they don't, like, there's no pressure for them, like, you know? There's no pressure on me to recap stressful things to them. Like, it's just, like, we just want to spend time together. So I think actually one of my biggest challenges this year is just navigating friendships. And I never had to navigate friendships before, so it's really new to me. So I'm really thankful for all my friends that have stayed patient with me. Yeah, like you and Ashley too, I feel like, have stayed very patient with me. So thanks, friends. Also, they're so supportive of the podcast. I feel like
I know.
Yeah, every time I talk to like Laurel, she'll be like, oh, I haven't listened to the latest episode.
Yeah,
like,
Laurel, yeah.
It's fine. It's chill.
Oh, Laurel. Yeah, I think it's been a lot of changes in the past year because, you know,
you were still in online school
a year ago, right?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, a year ago, I like just quit my job, my advertising job.
Oh,
that kind of exploited me.
Yeah,
yeah,
they did not pay you enough.
As overworked. But yeah, it's crazy to think about. That was a year ago. That felt so long ago though. Like, it feels like I'm in a totally different page and like chapter of my life.
It's been a long year.
Yeah. But honestly, I'm still like proud of how much I've come.
Yeah.
From a year ago.
Like, you don't realize it, but when you think about it, like, reflect on it, it's like, because we're just living day to day, like, normal, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, when you think about the whole year in review, it's like, damn, I did a lot.
Yeah. Like, honestly, though, like, when I was making our year in review post for this podcast, I was getting a little emotional. I was like, wait, damn, like, I actually did a lot. Like, mm-hmm. I'm the type of person who always just sabotage my own like accomplishment. I have imposter syndrome, I feel like I always just feel like not doing enough. Mm-hmm. No, I'm so lazy, you know. And then
oh my god, no, Summer,
so I always have that feeling.
Summer literally does a 9-to-5 job and then goes home and then works on other stuff.
Yeah, I'm like cutting them down though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like looking back, I'm like, wow, we actually did a lot. Like, just looking at all the people that we've interviewed, I didn't realize we interviewed that many people. And like,
yeah,
maybe we don't like really keep in touch with them anymore, but then wow, it's like so cool. Like, well, it's kind of cool like to have like a TikToker to talk to us. Like,
I know. I know,
like, we
did it's that. Cool, we had like a lot of very meaningful conversations with people.
Yeah,
and just like cool opportunities too. Also, like, I think we should pat ourselves on the back for just like taking initiative to learn more about, like, you know, the place we grew up in, like with all our education things.
Yeah,
like, I've learned so much from that, more than I ever did in school. I feel like school never taught me anything like that, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, like, school in Hong Kong, like, they never taught me anything social justice, like,
so myself pat in the back.
Yeah,
I'm patting you too, Crystal.
Let's good pat job.
virtual pat.
But yeah,
okay, well, I think with that, a really good transitional question will be, how do you think you're different than a year ago?
So different.
Tell us, spill the tea. Well, oh, like, God, only if you're comfortable, like, with it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm okay. I feel like I have a really big mindset change, and like, not to bring in religion, but I think I've grown closer to God. Like, I was raised religious, whatever. Went to like LMU is religious, you know. So, I think I lost a little bit of that part of myself, but I think because this past year was so hard for me personally, I think I've learned to, like, be closer to God. Like, I don't really know how to explain it. Like, I feel like I have a different perspective on, like, religion now. And it gives me a lot of comfort. So I think that's one of them. And then I think I've had a mindset change. Like, I feel like I haven't had that many tangible, like, things that have changed. Like, I wasn't working, so I didn't have, like, oh, I earned a lot of money, or, like, oh, I didn't have, like, oh, I accomplished so much tangibly. I mean, yeah, like, the podcast is something that I think is, like, one of my biggest accomplishments this past year. And I have learned, honestly, I've learned a lot of management and, like, social media through the podcast and, like, editing, like audio and stuff. But I had a lot of mental growth moments. First, I think I've learned how to manage my anxiety more, because I used to project a lot of my anxiety on George, my boyfriend, which is not a good thing. And I didn't really know how to, like, process it on my own. But now I think I'm learning more how to do that. Like, I was thinking about this last night before I went to bed. Like, my anxiety levels have significantly gone down, even though I did have a panic attack, like, a few weeks ago. But, like, it's been significantly gone down compared to last year. And I think mentally I've learned to see things. Like, I feel like I've always been someone who, not thinking extremes, but it was hard for me to find middle ground, because I like planning for the future and I like having a set path for myself. And so I think I would always have an end goal so that I could, like, feel more comfortable in, like, the unknown. And I think I was presented with situations where there was no end goal and there was no right way to do things. And I just had to accept the fact that maybe sometimes things, you just have to leave it and let it be. And there's always middle ground. Like, there's no set way to do things, and there's no black or white for every situation. So I think that is the biggest, like, it's a really big mindset change from previously. So I think that is, like, one of the biggest lessons I've learned this year, which ties into, like, my religion, because I feel like I'm learning how to let go. Like, I feel like for people who are not religious, it's kind of like the concept of, like, whatever will happen, like, you can't control everything. And how I use religion into that is just kind of like, God has, like, a path for me, so it's kind of like, who knows what will happen tomorrow? Like, just live in the moment and let it be. And I feel like the pandemic doesn't help. Like, the pandemic, like, paused everything, you know? So it really is a year of learning how to navigate, like, middle ground, understanding that not, like, there will be a solution for everything. And sometimes the best solution is just to let it go. Like, just let it be. And that's hard for me, because like, I'm spontaneous, but I like having, like, confidence in, like, things I'm doing in the future. Like, some sort of set path. So, that was hard. Mm-hmm. And I cried a lot this year. I was telling George, I was like, I feel like I cried more than I – like, I was really happy and I had a lot of happy moments, but I feel like I cried a lot. Like, and being back in Hong Kong this time around, I probably cry, like, every other day. Oh, now I'm fine. But – when I first came back, it was really tough. And last year was also really – oh, my God, sometimes I forget that. Like, sometimes I forget tough moments. So, yeah, that was a long rant. But just let it go. Be Elsa. Be like Elsa.
Let it go. Let it go.
It's so true,
but though. I'm glad that you're able to learn those lessons. And you got through it. You know, it's not easy to navigate all the changes that you have to deal with.
Part of me is like, oh no, this is only the beginning. Like, I feel like we're so young and we still have, like, our parents' support and stuff. And, like, there will be harder things to navigate in the future for sure. Just, like, more logistical things, monetary things. Like, there's just – it's kind of like, you know, like, when you're in college, you think that issues that you have are the biggest thing in the world, but now as an adult you look back in college and you're like, oh, that was dumb, like, why were we stressed about that? And the same with high school and, like, when we're younger, like, when we're younger, I was probably worried about, like, oh, I want the newest NDS game, you know, like, stuff like that. And then in college it was a lot of, like, friendship and, like, relationship problems. And now as an adult I'm looking at college and I'm like, how was I stressed about those things? You know, but I feel like it'll be the same story when we're older. We'll probably be more stressed about bigger things dealing with, like, as you get older, you deal with more loss, you know, and, like, oh, that's not something I want to think about, but that's an issue that will happen in the future, so I'll probably look back on now and be like, oh, that was nothing. Our stresses at every stage of life are valid, though. Like, it's just funny when you look back on it and you're like, oh, wow, that was so dumb.
But I feel like every challenges that we experience in different stage of life kind of prepare us for the next challenge, like the next bigger challenge that we're going to face in life, too.
That's true.
You know, you go from, like, level one and you slowly get to the boss.
Oh, my God. What is the boss? Who knows?
You just, it's just game over.
We just die?
Yeah, well, everybody dies.
I know. I feel like there's more tough challenges than dying, though. Unless you're dying, like, a painful death, then that's tough. I don't know. Like, I feel like when people die, it's, like, more of a challenge. Like, if they die peacefully, say, it's more of a challenge for the people around them. Like, people that they love. Like, I'm always the kind of person who's, like, if me and my partner, like, one of us would die first, I would rather me. Because I don't want to live without
Me too. Them.
I'm that kind of person.
Yeah, I would like to die. Well, touch wood. I don't want to die yet. So, like, I don't want...
You know what? Saying touch wood is such a Hong Kong thing because people in the U.S. say knock on wood. I say touch wood and people don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People say knock on wood. People don't say touch wood.
Oh, wait. I say touch wood.
I say touch wood. Anyways. What was your biggest lesson this year?
Biggest lessons?
Mm-hmm. Or, like, what is one thing that you feel like you've changed and, like, learned? Since last year.
It is a little similar to what you're saying about letting go and going with the flow. I think that this past year, I've been very lucky. There's just so many, like, unexpected things that just came in my way and I didn't expect. Like,
your uncle was right.
Right after I graduated from college, I was kind of lost. Remember, I was taking that advertising class? I was oh, I want to be an art director. I'm going to make a Super Bowl ad when I grow up, you know?
Yeah.
But then 2 months later, I'm like, shit, like, I'm not good at this. I don't enjoy this. What am I going to do in my life? And then it's like slowly, like, there's just so many opportunities that came for me that I didn't plan for. And it just made me realize a lot of the times, like, I'm also the type of person who love to plan, who love to at least, like, know what I'm going to do, what is going to happen. But a lot of times life just doesn't really happen that way. And sometimes things will come at the most unexpected times. Whether it's good things or bad things. So like you said, just live in the moment. Don't worry too much about it. And kind of go with the flow and try to be happy and smile every day.
Yeah. It's so hard to do, though. Like, it's so easy to be like, I'm not going to plan and live in the moment, but it's so hard.
Yeah. I mean, like, I do plan a lot. I still plan a lot. Like, I was just telling you, like, how I have, like, New Year's resolutions, right? You know, I have all these goals for myself, like, for this year. But I think I've learned to be kinder to myself and, you know, like, to tell myself that it's okay if I don't, like, reach those goals 100%. Like, those are just general direction that I want to go in life. Like, looking back at the goals that I had for myself at the beginning of 2021, it's like, totally different. Like, mm-hmm. I probably didn't do, like, 60% of them. But then it's okay. I still came out fine. I still accomplished a lot.
There's yeah.
a lot of things that I've learned. You know, I don't... Like, another thing is, like, especially in the past few days, too, like, I've learned that. Yeah, it's okay to, like, not always follow a routine or, like, follow all of those goals because we're not mm-hmm. robots. Like, do I want to live every day the same as, like, block of tasks? Like, I don't want to do that. Like,
wow.
It's okay if something, sometimes, like, unexpected things happen. It can get frustrating, but...
Mm-hmm.
No, that's what makes life interesting.
Yeah, that's so cool to hear because I feel like senior year summer wouldn't have said this.
What?
I feel like senior year summer, like in college, like you wouldn't have said this. Like, I feel like you wouldn't have this mindset.
Oh, yeah.
Growth. And you did so, like, you designed so much stuff. Like, yeah, you've done a lot.
Yeah. Like, looking back, I'm still, wow. Like, although there's still a lot of things that I want to design but not able to design yet. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm still, wow. Like, I've been using this program for, like, 3 years now. Like, Adobe for almost 3 years. Like, that's kind of crazy. And just, yeah. It's still a process, though. It's, like, something that yeah. I'm really looking forward to this year is... I'm quitting my social media management job.
Oh, yes.
So I'll be, like, spending more time on, like, design and, like, UX stuff. And I'm
just yeah. so I think so. The happiest thing is just, like, working in something that you enjoy. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's so satisfying.
I'm so glad that I found something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. Well, yeah, I don't know if I... No, I don't think I told the podcast this, but I'm currently applying for jobs, so...
Yeah, TVB, you were...
Oh, my God! TVB. Oh, my God, I said summer this, like, U.S. TV... So like, you can work for TVB in the U.S., and there's a social media manager position. Like, not for me, but I feel like you would fit that. It's just funny.
No, I'm done with social media management.
Oh, you're done with... Like... Okay.
No more.
It's just... Imagine if I work for... I wonder what perks I will have. Free TVB. I don't know. It's just funny, but I think I'm
do
I'm
I get looking to at... meet Grasshopper?
Would you do it if you got to? You met them before.
I know. I do wanna meet Mirror. You know? I have actually been listening to a lot of the like not like the Mirror like song, artists? But like the individual members song.
Okay, there's yeah, this one Gen-T-C. Song that
I kinda yeah, like him.
My Jantian
Fu. Oh, sorry.
I think Jantian
Fu. Forgot my Chinese.
Is he Mirror? I didn't know that.
I thought he is.
I thought let me see. Mirror. Maybe he's not. No, I don't think he's Mirror. Wait, let me see. I really want to do an episode on Mirror. I was talking to my friend who, like, really likes Mirror, and I was asking her why she thinks Mirror is so, like, big all of a sudden. So, and she gave me really good, like, she said she researched this, and I was like, damn. No, I think... No, I don't think he is. No, he's not. But he's older. Like, I think Mirror came after Jantian Fu. But then... I want to listen to Geng Tou's new song. Like, the one he wrote about his friend who died, I think. Or someone that he sang at, like, one of the award shows. I've heard it's really emotional.
Ooh, I think it's called to it.
It's called Dear My Friend. It's the first one.
Kung Tou.
Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, Dragon Ball.
We went off topic again.
I know. Should we end with, like, what we're looking forward to in 2022?
Ooh, I like this question. What is your intention for next year? Wait, this year?
Oh, I don't know. I'm actually really excited for this year. Like, looking at jobs has got me really excited.
What are you looking at?
I really want to work with API communities.
Yes!
There's this one job that, like, provides food for low-income, like, Chinese, like, families in, like, Monterey Park and, like, some, like, in the heavily populated Asian neighborhoods. So that sounds really cool. Like, I really want to, I don't know, like, I feel like I've always just wanted to work at a place that has a good cause. Like, I feel like I just, mm-hmm. I'm always that kind of person who just wants to give back. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's what I'm passionate in. So I really want to find a job that, where I can do that on a day-to-day basis. Mm. So yeah, a lot of the jobs that I'm looking at are nonprofit jobs. And, like, a lot of educational ones, but I'm really prioritizing, like, API ones because, I don't know, I feel like I'll be more comfortable, too. Like, and, I don't know, work will just be so meaningful every day if they hire me.
Oh, I love that. I'm so excited for you.
I hope they,
we'll You're see. So passionate. I'll keep you updated, but. And you've had so many experiences in the past, too, so I think you're a good candidate.
Thanks. I hope they think so too. But oh my gosh, I don't know. I really just want to live in the moment and just really enjoy life. And I think it's really hard because I'll be away from my parents. Like, this is also another thing that I've been very, like, I don't communicate that well with them, so I feel like a lot of time my affection with them is just expressed through quality time. And obviously when you're apart, like, it's hard to have quality time. So I want to be more intentional with spending time with them virtually. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm just excited for COVID to be over. Like, I feel like
if COVID really
is over and the borders open, like, that is the first thing that George and I are doing. We're going to Hong Kong because like, he has never visited, and he's never met my dad, and I just want to show him, like, all the places I grew up in and stuff. And I don't know, I just feel there's no drastic, like, change mm-hmm. that is going to happen this year, mm-hmm. but there probably will be. Next year, when we come back with our 2022, yeah. like, annual review, I'll probably say something different. Yeah. But I think I just want to feel fulfilled. And be happy. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, I thrive on, like, having a busy schedule, I feel like, and, like, feeling productive. So I'm actually really excited. And even last year, like, when I was in LA, the podcast got me busy, but also, like, I felt like I was lacking a purpose, and I'm really excited to have that purpose again, like, in the work I do. Mm-hmm. So
that's exciting.
Fingers crossed I get hired.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm hopeful. I want to get a dog, even though that's probably not going to happen, because it's a lot, it's a bigger responsibility.
Yeah.
But I want to. But I probably won't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I just want to, be fulfilled and be happy. And I think if I am fulfilled and happy, I can bring that to people I'm close to, too. And I think part of why I'm so, like, I think part of why my relationships with people this year aren't, like, the best is because I don't know what I'm doing with my life. So I think once I have that figured out, I can be more confident with other people and my relationships with other people. Like, I think, like, especially with my parents, too, I think having that goal and having that routine and purpose will allow me to connect with them, like, on a deeper level, too. So I'm excited. I think, yeah. Like, I never really – I'm not the kind of – I feel like I'm very behind in terms of, like, I'm not, like, a very career-driven person. Mm-hmm. Like, career is never, like, my priority. I think, like, people and, you know, other parts of my life are, like, more prioritized usually. But I'm actually really excited to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for you. Yeah. I think – my intention for this year would be, I think, like, the overarching theme is still to be happy, calm, and at peace with myself. Like, I feel like that is the overarching theme, like, goals that I want to reach. Mm-hmm. But to do that, I think, first of all, like, I know I don't want to get burnout at work. definitely giving myself enough rest, listen to my heart and my body. And another thing that I really feel like I'm lacking this year is relationships. Like, relationships with friends. I think I'm the type of person who really thrive on the energy that I get from my friends. Like, my friends are always the one who always inspires me, always push me to think from a different perspective, and make me feel very comfortable and supported. But I think it has been hard this past year. But it is on me to get better at reaching out to people. And, you know, I really want to reconnect with a lot of the people this year, even though if it's just virtually, you know. And another thing that I want to do, since you were mentioning about, like, communities too, like, one of my goals for my adult life is, like, either weekly or bi-weekly, I'll be, like, volunteering on a weekend. So that would be, like, that is, like, one of the ideal weekend I have as an adult. Because I feel like when you're an adult, like, it's, like, harder to find those opportunities. Like, we don't have service org anymore, you know. You don't know where to go to build those relationships. But it is one of my goals. Like, I did reach out to someone at the job that I worked at before. She's, like, the founder of, like, a nonprofit in the Tenderloin. But the thing is, like, well, they're actually looking for, like, grant writer. But it's volunteer. Anyways.
Oh, it's a volunteer grant writing?
I think so. But anyways, because of COVID, like, I am a little scared. Like, I'm scared to, you know, go to the pantry or, you know, just be in contact with too many people. So hopefully if COVID does get better this year, it will be one of my goals to go volunteer. I really miss that. Like, I really, really, really do.
So, yeah. I feel that.
Oh, and then one last, the most important thing is doing things that I enjoy. That brings me joy, gives me calm.
Oh my gosh, speaking of bringing joy, Summer, I got a film camera. Oh, like, I have one, like, a professional one that I brought to SF, but I feel like, oh, that one's so clunky, so I got an automatic one. just for fun. Like, I'm always the type of person who, like, loves capturing memories. Like, in college, like, I'm always just the one taking pictures. So I feel like having a disposable one will help me. It'll help me practice living in the moment. Because I feel like I'm always, like, I want to capture memories, but I want to capture it perfectly.
Yeah.
Which is not every moment. So I feel like the film camera will help me practice, like, the beauty and just, like, whatever the picture is, because I'm such a perfectionist when it comes to pictures.
Me too.
So I wonder if that's a Hong Kong thing. Hong Kong people are very perfectionist.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I'm pretty, like, I'm perfectionist in certain things, right? Nothing that I do.
We should do an episode on Gong Lo. I feel like that ties into pictures. Anyways,
all right. It's been a long episode, but it's, like, a very good conversation, so. And
I feel like last episode, we were kind of out of it, but I feel like this episode, we're
intentional. Ready. Yeah, we're ready to start the new year.
Yes. Well, it's been, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Like, almost 30 minutes. We're excited for the year and the episodes we haven't decided, right, what we're gonna do this season.
Not yet,
but we'll see.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
Exciting content's coming.
Yes. And happy new year.
In the next few episodes it'll be like actual, like, Chinese new year, February 1st.
Yeah. Oh, content. Chinese New Year content. But don't feel pressured to, you know, set all these goals because, well, I think goals are good. Like, long-term goals, you know, like, have a direction. But I feel like with, like, specific things, like, there's a lot of pressure to, like, do it out of obligation. Yeah, hopefully New Year is better. Like, this year will be better for everyone than last year. Last year was a hard year. But, yeah.
Okay.
We hope you all had a great New Year.
Follow us on social media.
Yee. Oh my gosh, our reels are now 30 seconds. Anyways, whatever. This is another problem.
Okay.
This is another issue. Okay, see you guys next time. Don't know when.
Bye.
Bye.